on Triple J with the doctor in the studio from the Australian Steelers, the Paralympic gold medalist, Riley Batt. Hello, sir.
G'day, g'day. How you going?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain at all.
Are you ready for the murder ball, Tri Nations?
I'm definitely ready. It's been a long day today, and we've had our final training session, but no, all pumped for tomorrow. It's going to be a good event, I think, and hopefully this weather holds out and keeps us sunny out because it's the first time we've ever played outdoors.
I know. So you have to now not only be in your wheelchairs smashing the crap out of the New Zealanders and the Americans, but deal with the sun and the weather and the seasons.
I guess we've got a couple of good excuses with sun in our eyes and stuff when we drop the ball so the coach can't get up us.
Oh, so he's the one. Yeah, but you can also, if you accidentally do, I'm sure there's something you're not allowed to do in those wheelchairs.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, it's gonna be great outdoors. Look, it's gonna be a totally different atmosphere for us, and you know, we're used to playing indoors, and it gets pretty loud, and definitely
the echoes of the wheelchairs against each other won't be as loud.
Yeah, exactly. Won't sound like gunshots anymore. But no, it's gonna be different outdoors, and it's gonna attract a great crowd, and no better place to do it in the city of Sydney.
Oh yeah, so it's let's get down to those details. It's at the cathedral.
Yes, St. Mary's Cathedral.
The Mary's Cathedral, the spiritual home of murder ball.
That's it.
That's great. All right. I'm talking to Riley Batt. Now, the last big time we may have seen you on our screens was the London Paralympics when you guys picked up gold. How did that feel?
Look, it was a fantastic feeling. You know, words can't describe it. I know for myself personally, it was 12 years of sacrifice and training, and it finally paid off. You know, there was a lot of heartache in those 12 years, a lot of losses. It definitely hurts, but you need those losses to have a win. And, you know, Paralympics is the pinnacle of our sport, and we took out that gold medal. And it's the gift I could have ever received, I think.
And the Steelers were undefeated, and there was 5 matches. How many goals did you score?
I'll start off with saying the coach told us before we came into the game that he wants us to win every quarter of every game, and I sort of said, you know, that's crap. How are you meant to
surely
win every...
the final score is all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. So we sort of, you know, we're like, wow, how are we going to do that? But we won every game of the competition, and you know, and every quarter, of course, and we won the competition, and you know, and it was just a fantastic achievement for all of us. We're so excited. Sorry, but I don't really.
160 goals.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really pay much attention to individual stats. It's more of a team sport for us, but
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, we should talk about like the way that you score in wheelchair rugby, because I'm sure it's a little bit different to rugby and basketball and just smashing each other, which is what it looks like on the field. Triple J, Riley Batt is in the studio from the Australian Steelers, who are going to be going up against New Zealand and the US in the Murder Ball Tri Nations. Paralympic gold medalist Riley Batt from the Australian Steelers wheelchair rugby. Sir, are you going to be heading along to Festival of the Sun this year?
Yeah, I think I'll have to rock up this year. I missed it last year. It was a bit of a shame, but I might head down there. Hopefully it's a very sunny weekend like it usually is.
What are you doing? This is post London Paralympics. What were you doing in December? Just training or?
What was I doing in December after Paralympics? I don't know. Still celebrating.
Still in a high.
Or maybe I was on a low then.
Going from like Panthers to the RSL and everywhere else in Port Macquarie with gold medal around your neck.
Yeah. Try not to brag in the local town too much about it, but I don't know. Probably just having great fun with the friends, and we've got a holiday farm on the Hawkes River, so probably hanging out there and enjoying life.
Are you a bit of a local hero in Port Macquarie since you've been there all your life?
Oh, look, the thing I like to do is try to make an influence on young kids coming up in Port Macquarie. So I go around to a lot of schools and say good day to them, and the amount of kids now that. I guess see me as an athlete and as a Paralympian, a gold medalist, not just a kid in a wheelchair, I guess you could say, it's just amazing to see. So, going through the streets, so they don't say it's Riley, it's always Riley Batt. So it's good to see, and you just want to make an influence on those kids.
Nice. Dylan Alcott, another Paralympian who's been on the show, and he goes to a lot of festivals, is renowned for getting his wheelchair up on the backs of people in the crowd and going crowd surfing. Can you cop to any of that going down?
I give it to him for doing that. I know my friends would probably be, maybe too drunk at a festival to come pick me up for starters.
Dylan's got a brother who always gets his back whenever he crowd surfs. So there's no stories of you crowd surfing at festivals as yet.
I wouldn't trust my mates, I'm sorry.
Although your wheelchair is different though. Tell us about the wheelchairs in wheelchair rugby because they're all tricked out.
Yeah, look, wheelchair rugby chairs are totally different than your everyday wheelchair. And there's something that people say they look like they're out of Mad Max and look, they're fully reinforced chairs and they cop an absolute hemorrhaging. So, without the modified chairs, you'd be absolutely stuffed on the court. And they take most of the force.
Yeah. Because you're not in a shell, but like down around wet in the wheels, it's all very well protected.
Look, you sit pretty low in them. You got many snowboard bindings, straps locking you in, so you're as tight as you can into that chair, and you got all the crash bars around, and almost like bulletproof wheels. And
as tough as it looks and tough as it sounds, Riley, you did have a pair of booties hanging off yours at the Paralympics.
Look, I always believe in good luck charms, and always change my shoes at every Paralympics. They've never ever been worn.
You don't have legs.
So I wonder if I can go back to, where did I get them from? I think it was Big W. I got some Dunlop volleys. I wonder if I can
give them back
and get my money back and get another set.
I'm talking to Riley Batt, Paralympian. The games kick off tomorrow in the Murderball Tri-Nations. It's USA versus Australia at Cathedral Square in Sydney, 10:45 a.m. tomorrow. I can't believe it was like 8 years ago I had Mark Zupan on this show. He was in Murderball, the movie. And he told me a great story. He's like the face of Murderball when it became a little bit more respectable, I guess, called wheelchair rugby and stuff.
That's it, yeah.
And this is a little grab he told us when he came in town to talk about the movie Murderball.
That was probably one of the funnier things that we did. We tried to get him in an overhead compartment in a plane on the way to Greece. So we're like, hey, Bob, there's $100 on the table. Get up in the overhead compartment and scare this flight attendant. He's like, oh, I don't know. Bob, we can get more money. Come on.
Now, Riley, can you confess to any of similar stories of teammates or competitors fitting up into the overhead compartments on aeroplanes?
Not on aeroplanes. I've been told by the teammates to do it a couple of times, but I don't know if I could do that. You still got another 24 hours of flying, say, to Europe with the flight hostess would probably hate you. Wouldn't serve you water on
very
the flight.
Good point.
So probably wouldn't do it there, but I have done it at a couple of hotels. I've hidden up stacked a table and then two chairs on top of the table to get up in the top cupboard of one of the hotels, and we've rang staff and said, can you come get this thing in the top of the drawers, and I'll jump out at them. I was a bit younger. Then I'm a bit more mature now.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yeah, sorry, no, this
we're
is
all
the,
serious here,
the
right?
adult phase of wheelchair rugby on Triple J. In the studio, Riley Batt from the Australian Steelers Murderball team, the wheelchair rugby teams, and you guys are going up against America and New Zealand over the next few days.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait to get started tomorrow. I started training earlier today and was just sitting there pumped already in warm-up and running on adrenaline, so I just want to get at it.
What do you like just normally when you're going down the street in your wheelchair?
A lot of people probably...
There's no competitive spirit there.
Some people probably disagree, but I think I'm fairly laid-back. Nice guy, I guess, but I think I'm a bit two-faced when it comes to sport or wheelchair rugby in general. I'm a definitely a competitive person, and a different side of me comes out. And I think I'm a bit of an a-hole when I play wheelchair rugby. But that's what you need.
Russ in Brisbane just has called you on the text line the best quad bike rider I've ever seen. So you also do quad biking as well.
Yeah, look, my grandparents bought me a 50cc quad bike when I was 3 years old, and ever since then I've been riding motorbikes. Died off the last couple of years. I don't really want to, break an arm or can't really break a leg, but I'll break an arm on the motorbike. I don't want to ruin my chances to play in a tournament or something like that. So, that's died off in the last couple of years, but look, still enjoy getting out there and thrashing around on the quad bike.
And what about when you see the other players, the New Zealanders and the Americans? You might not be on the field, on the court yet, but, you see them around. Is there a bit of shit talking?
Oh, not so much. Look, you're always enemies on the court, and that's just what happens in sport. But look, off the court, I think you just let it go, whatever happens.
I remember when seeing the movie Murderball, America was the team to beat back then. With Mark Zupan at the helm, they were like the big team.
They definitely were, and they still are. They're such a great team, and they got such great depth, and they're really loud, and they put a lot of pressure on teams.
Really loud.
They are really loud, and that for all American sports, they're very loud and into it, and I think that makes a great team. So
well, why don't I get on the phone right now from the US team, Chuck Aoki. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm very, very well. Say hello to your competitor, Riley Batt, the world champion in the murder ball.
Cheers, Riley.
I hope you trained hard and made yourself tired for tomorrow.
Oh, it's a little toasty down there. You guys are trying to cook us, but we're all right,
We'll turn the hair up to high to try to cook them out.
How competitive do you reckon it is, Chuck? Is there a lot of mudslinging between the teams?
Oh, there's a bit, you know, back and forth of chat during the games. You know, you got guys chirping on the sidelines. You got Riley trying to punch people. It happens. You know, it's part of the game.
I told you that's my other side. That's the a-hole side, all right? But
hey, I saw that in the Paralympics, they were saying that the way to stop Riley is to shut him down. How do you shut someone down in wheelchair rugby?
How do you? Well, you don't let him get around you. You know, you work harder than him. You hit him. You do what you got. You do whatever it takes. But Riley is he's tricky to stop. You know, he's a little tricky. But we seem to find a way to do it most of the time.
Do you guys discuss strategy about Riley Batt specifically?
About him? We do. You know, we game plan for every single team we play. You know, we talk about Riley. We say, let's stop him. We say, okay, sounds good. And that's what we do.
How does that make you feel there, Riley?
Oh, you get used to it. But, you know, sometimes you do get picked on, but there is a whole team out there as well. But, you know, we do the same with them as well. You know, you have to target Chuck out there. He's one of their good players, but that's just what happens.
This sounds great. Like, if you want to see Australia smash the USA, Or the other way around. I'm going to keep this cordial. Tomorrow at 10:45 a.m., the USA versus Australia is kicking off at Cathedral Square in Sydney. Then the semi-final at 12 on Friday and the grand final 5 p.m. Friday. Man, that's a lot of smashing in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I think we'll all be pretty much a truck wreck by the end of it. I know waking up the next morning is going to be pretty hard. As I said, America's a pretty intense team and physical team, and I'm hoping we're the same sort of team out there.
You got jet lag on your side though, Riley. Chuck, you'd be feeling the jet lag right now.
You know, we're doing okay. They cooked us up, and I think it backfired. We're feeling pretty good, so we'll see what happens.
I like this. I like this competitive nature. Hey, Chuck, good luck to your team, sir. Have a good one.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.
See you tomorrow, and good luck to the New Zealand team as well. Riley, have a lovely time. And then what's next, Rio, I guess?
Look, we're training up hard at the moment. We've got this tournament, of course. We've got South Africa later on this year with the Oceania qualifiers. So qualifies us for our world champs next year in Denmark, where we can try to get our number one ranking back that those Americans stole off us a couple of months ago.
Oh, yes, that's right, in Denmark. That's right. Now, is there a Bledisloe Cups equivalent?
In wheelchair rugby, look, this is sort of it for us. You know, if we want to play against New Zealand, this is it. The Tri Nations.
You know what you need to do then, because we cannot get the Bledisloe Cup in rugby union. So can you please get it for us in wheelchair rugby?
We won't let New Zealand take it, all right? They're not in the country yet, so I'm allowed to say whatever I want about them, all right? But,
Riley, have a good one, man.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Triple J.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.